Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since the earliest days of the unprovoked war Vladimir Putin has waged on Ukraine, Russia's military forces have killed civilians and damaged or destroyed civilian infrastructure. Many of the sites shelled by the Russian military were clearly identifiable as in use by civilians, including schools, hospitals, shopping centers, and apartment buildings. Beginning on October 9th, in response to an attack by persons unknown that damaged a Russian bridge connecting the Crimean Peninsula to southern Russia, which was used to transport military hardware and supplies, in addition to regular vehicle and railway traffic, the Russian armed forces ramped up intimidation of the civilian population of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin's forces fired missiles at a number of civilian targets far from the front lines. It was the worst attack against civilians since the first day of Russia's war on Ukraine. The Kremlin's strikes against Ukraine today again placed the stakes of Russia's brutal war into stark relief, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. Russian bombs hit children's playgrounds and public parks in Kyiv. Wave after wave of missiles struck Kyiv's city streets and damaged heating and targets without military purpose throughout Ukraine. The United States strongly condemns Russia's missile strikes across Ukraine, including in Kyiv. These attacks killed and injured civilians and destroyed targets with no military purpose. They once again demonstrate the utter brutality of Mr. Putin's illegal war on the Ukrainian people, said President Joe Biden. These attacks only further reinforce our commitment to stand with the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes. Alongside our allies and partners, we will continue to impose costs on Russia for its aggression, hold Putin and Russia accountable for its atrocities and war crimes, and provide the support necessary for Ukrainian forces to defend their country and their freedom. Russia's attacks are yet another reminder that its war against Ukraine presents a profound moral issue, said Secretary of State Blinken. Ukraine, like every other country around the world, has the right to choose its own future and live peacefully inside its own internationally recognized borders. There is one aggressor in this war, Russia. There is only one country escalating this war through its attempted annexation of Ukraine's land and its repeated assaults on civilians, Russia. There is only one person who can stop this war now and withdraw Russia's forces, Vladimir Putin.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.